Chris Morning Update, Monday, May the 1st. 大家五一劳动节好，欢迎来到星期一的早报。在美国方面呢，特朗普总统上任100天，税改、基建、贸易、去监管成为核心的关注点。年度神剧《人民的名义》大结局之夜收视破发，创近10年电视剧收视率之最。在国防方面，国产型水陆两栖飞机 AG-600 在珠海成功进行首次滑行。Even President Donald Trump's harshest critic has to admit the U.S. economy hasn't cratered in his first 100 days in the Oval Office. And even Trump's most ardent hat-wearing supporters must confess the economy, by all available measures,isn't performing any better than it was when Barack Obama called the White House home. The cold, hard numbers of Market Watch's Trump scoreboard, designed to measure what's really important, jobs and pay, bear that out. Consider the Trump scoreboard your one-stop shop for tracking the economy for under Trump and judging his job performance. In Trump's first 100 days, the stock market has surged, jobs growth has been held steady,Wage growth is similar, and the trade deficit hasn't immediately shrunk. The news hit Friday that gross domestic product and the government's official scoreboard for the U.S. economy increased at a meager 0.7% annual pace in the first 3 months of this year, pointing to the weakest growth in 3 years, but the slowdown appeared tied to temporary effects that are likely to give way to a rebound in the coming months.None of this should come as much of a surprise, a nearly $19 trillion economy isn't likely to turn on a dime, and certainly not in 100 days. What's critical for a president is to lay the foundation for growth, whether that's through appointments, making executive decisions and orders, steering legislation through Congress, or simply psychological stoking of animal spirits.The two big questions now are whether Trump's ambitious ideas for taxes, infrastructure, trade, and deregulation get turned into reality, and if they are enacted, whether they work. The anti-graft series in China, In the Name of the People, ended on Friday with an 8.1% audience share, the highest viewing figures for locally produced TV drama in a decade.42-episode drama tells the story of anti-graft investigators tracking down corrupt government officials. It premiered on Hunan Satellite TV in March and became an immediate hit with a cast of veteran actors such as Liu Yi, Zhang Fengyi, and Ho Yong. The show achieved 21 billion hits on 6 leading video sites and scored 8.4 out of 10 on local rating site Douban.He stimulated heated debate about anti-corruption and other dramas focusing on similar topics will be produced this year. China's large amphibious aircraft AG-600 on Saturday successfully conducted its first flight test in the southern Chinese city of Zhuhai as it is preparing for its maiden flight. Other tests and checkups are underway according to the China Aviation Industry General Aircraft Company.Designed to be the world's largest amphibious aircraft, the 37-meter AG-600 with a wingspan of 38.8 meters has a maximum takeoff weight of 53.5 tons. It can collect 12 tons of water in 12 seconds and transport up to 370 tons of water on a single tank of fuel. With excellent maneuverability and a relatively wide search scope range, this AG-600will be mainly used for maritime rescue, forest firefighting, and marine environment monitoring and protection. Aviation Industry Corporation of China said in March that AG-600 would embark on its maiden flight over land in late May and on water in the second half of 2017. The aircraft developer has received orders for 17 AG-600s.And that is an update for the Labor Day version update, and stay tuned for an update on the May 2nd.